Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Aaron Rupar joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster-Cole Banker Hotline. Aaron, earlier when I – first off, thank you for your flexibility tonight. I wanted to get the former Minneapolis Police Department chief on, and he joined us at 7:05. We had you at 7:05. So I appreciate you moving back 30 minutes, but it sounded like you had your hands full with the kids.
Yeah, you caught me outside with – we were playing baseball, and we didn't have the exact baseball that my son – who was three, wanted, so that led to a tantrum, but he's happily downstairs with Mama, and I'm on with you, so it's all good.
Was he wearing Twins gear when you guys were playing, or what?
Yeah, he actually has a Twins shirt and a Twins hat, and you know, sometimes I wear my Twins hat around. He likes to match it up with Dada, so he's very cute, and he loves baseball, so it's a good deal for me. We go to a lot of games together.
Oh, so wait, how many games? That was going to be my next question. How many games have you been to Target Field with your son?
Probably at least about a half dozen this season.
Wow, that's awesome, granted, dude.
We don't end up watching all of the game. Like, we'll watch the first five innings, and then he likes to go to that right field area, you know, where they have, like, the kid zone.
Yep.
And we take a little wooden bat and a ball and play kind of pepper out there, which he absolutely loves. So, you know, he takes some swings, and fortunately he can't swing hard enough to hit the ball hard enough where it would hurt anybody or put them in danger, but he's getting pretty close. So we got to enjoy it while we can, because by next year we won't be able to play out there anymore.
Got you. All right. You know, it's been a very troubling weekend here in the state of Minnesota. This is our community. You know, this is our lives we're talking about, and beyond people that were assassinated, murdered, people that were shot, the manhunts traumatizing communities, just all over the state, right? It happened here in the cities, and then they, you know, ended up in Green Isle. I guess let's start with just your reaction to the news of the tragedy this weekend. Melissa Hortman and her husband were assassinated, and John Hoffman and his wife were shot numerous times, but they have survived.
Complete shock. I mean, I woke up on Saturday and, you know, my phone was kind of exploding with the news. Of course, I'm plugged in with a lot of DFL people, and so they knew, you know, before word went public that Melissa had tragically passed away. So I woke up to that news on Saturday, and, you know, I knew her a little bit. I actually interviewed her for my podcast coming up on 2 years ago now. And so I got to know her a little bit through that, and kind of, you know, talked with her offline prepping for that, and, you know, seemed like a genuinely, you know, really nice person. And of course, an extremely accomplished politician with a great backstory of, you know, kind of getting into politics later in life and losing an election and working all the way up to become House Speaker. So, you know, obviously, I'm probably as aware as anyone of the rhetoric on the right and how overheated it can get, and, you know, how Republicans can kind of train, you know, threats and harassment onto people. And still, even with all of that being said, I mean, you just never expect anything like that to happen. So, and then, of course, as you mentioned, you're kind of worrying, you know, for other people who were on the list that he had when he was on the loose, you know, would he resurface at someone else's door? So obviously relief that the gunman was apprehended last night. But shocking news. A terrible tragedy, and my heart goes out to the Hortman family, the Hoffman family, and everybody who works in politics who worked alongside them and cared for them.
The quick jump to conclusions by folks, that really bothered me, to be honest with you, Aaron. It really did. And, at the top of the list would be Mike Lee from Utah. His tweets, in all honesty, made my blood boil. Like, this is unacceptable. These are not the type of people we want representing our country. Did you? I'm sure you probably saw his tweets and stuff that he put out there.
Oh, yeah. I was absolutely appalled. And, Mike Lee actually blocked me on Twitter many years ago. So I wanted to reply. I was so worked up that I wanted to say something in his replies, and I can't because I'm blocked by him. But, you're right that even in the context of an extremely shameless Republican Party that obviously has very little issue lying and gaslighting people, first of all, to kind of make light of a tragic assassination like that and, the heartache that people are feeling, and then you're kind of tossing these bombs of conspiracy theories into that mix. And, not only that, but just kind of blatantly lying. This whole talking point that is it Boitler, is that his name is pronounced, but that the gunman, that he's a Democrat. Obviously that's completely discredited. He voted for Trump. Obviously the issues that he was passionate about being anti-abortion, is a conservative position. So there was no evidence that there was any, connection with Democrats beyond Walz putting him on some sort of putting him on a board, a bipartisan board that didn't really mean a whole lot. So, it's completely shameful. And you would like to think that, even in the Republican Party, there'd be no room for that. And I guess we'll see, because, Utah is regarded as being, for a very red state, one that has an independent streak. Of course, Mitt Romney was a senator there. There have been other candidates who haven't totally towed the mega line who have had success in Utah. So I guess we'll wait and see. But, I'll never think of Mike Lee again without thinking of those tweets that he posted. And I really tip my cap to Senator Tina Smith, who I saw, confronted him in the Senate this afternoon. And, I don't know if you saw that. You might have already been on the air. But, Smith's staff sent Lee's office a letter basically, kind of denouncing and just, asking to reflect on if they can be proud of the work that he did over the weekend, that their office did, to really, take an unspeakable tragedy and make people feel even worse about it.
Yeah. Mike Lee, what he did was it was beyond appalling. It was unacceptable, and he is not somebody that I respect. I mean, quite frankly, you just can't respect somebody that, in the midst of a tragedy, a national tragedy like this, would do what he is doing on social media. And yes, the gaslighting from people, I just find it all like kind of funny that people think they were all dumb. And I, I like to point things out on social media, specifically Twitter, where I'm just like, yeah. Wait, you think that we're all dumb? Because even his friend or the guy that was like a roommate where he rented a room out of the house or whatever, he had this to say to CBS News over yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, Well, everyone's calling him a Democrat. He's not a Democrat. He would be offended if people called him a Democrat. So, because of this board thing he was on for Governor Walz, it wasn't to serve. He was just serving the community.
All right, so he said in that soundbite, hopefully you heard at least it well enough, Aaron, but he said he wasn't a Democrat. He would be offended if he was called a Democrat. And with regards to this board that he was on for Governor Walz, like he was doing this for community. It wasn't like he knows Governor Walz or he was like, you know what I'm saying? He was doing it because he wanted to be a part of the process of it all.
Yeah, you know, I think the other thing that's kind of important to emphasize here is that Mike Lee is far from alone in spreading conspiracy theories. I mean, Donald Trump Jr., I posted a number of clips today. He was doing a round of interviews because the Trump family has rolled out a new Trump phone, which is kind of a funny topic in its own right because it's kind of the latest blatant grift that they're doing. But, you know, he was asked in all these interviews about the Minnesota situation. And, you know, his talking point was that, you know, leftists are even more violent than Republicans. And the evidence is this Minnesota shooter who was a leftist because Tim Walz couldn't possibly appoint anyone who isn't, you know, basically a Marxist, kind of echoing some of the stuff that Mike Lee said. So, I mean, this is, you know, that brain rot goes pretty deep. And I don't think it's really like a lack of intelligence. You know, I think they know what they're doing. But I think it's almost like, you know, rubbing salt in the wound. You know, it's kind of it's like a form of aggression to say things like that, you know, I'm sure Donald Trump Jr. and Mike Lee know are false. But, you know, they're meant to make people feel bad. And, you know, sadly, I mean, you know, half of our politics right now, I think a lot of Republicans kind of get off on the suffering of others. And, you know, they just don't have that moral compass that I think we'd like to think people in public life do have. And, you know, I don't want to say that that's all Republicans. You know, certainly I saw some nice statements from Minnesota Republicans specifically, you know, paying tribute to Melissa Hortman and Hoffman. But yeah, I mean, I just think it's really kind of a sad state of affairs that's where our politics is, where when something, you know, unspeakably tragic happens like this, we can't, you know, just kind of be decent humans. And, you know, I think that's, you know, that's a sign of the times.
I'm with you. Talking to Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter here on The Lake Show, News Talk 830 WCCO. All right, I do want to get to a couple other matters while we got you. This weekend, the only thing that I did was I went to the Lynx game on Saturday, even though I was just there. I could not stop thinking about what had happened earlier. And that was the, and it still is the number one story here locally. It's one of the biggest stories in the world still. So I was there, but I wasn't there, right? I wasn't mentally at the Lynx game. I bring that up because other than that, I didn't do anything else over the course of the weekend, and I wasn't necessarily paying attention to any other real news stories. But we also had the Trump military parade. What assessment do you have from that? What were people's reactions to what took place on Saturday?
Yeah, I went into it almost feeling kind of uneasy because I think my expectation was that it was going to be, you know, like the Soviet Union in 1945 or like, you know, Pyongyang and North Korea, where you'd have the troops kind of goose-stepping and, you know, the powerful authoritarian kind of looking down from on high, you know, sort of saluting the troops. And it was anything but that. I mean, I made the joke on social media that it was basically kind of like the Spirit Halloween version of a fascist rally where, you know, you had the tanks rolling through the streets. You could hear them kind of creaking because there was such a reaction from the crowd, which was extremely sparse. So I really, you know, I had kind of, I think, pretty normal expectations in the sense I thought it would project power and, you know, kind of really bolster Trump's strongman image. And I think it kind of made him look clownish. And, you know, in some ways, it kind of left me almost feeling bad for the country. You know, this is where we're at, where, you know, you have this kind of wannabe authoritarian leader who wants to have a parade on his birthday, even though, you know, he pretended that it was the, you know, for the army. And he can't even really pull that off right. And, you know, they had a very underwhelming crowd and it was very unenthusiastic. And even the, you know, the tanks and the planes and the troops, I mean, even that seemed pretty low energy. So, you know, I came out of it, like I said, you know, sort of shaking my head and sort of snickering, but also kind of feeling bad that, you know, this is where we're at right now.
All right. Final thing for you. Now we have, you know, Israel and Iran, they're at war. And last week, remember, Donald Trump, he made the comment. What did he say that he didn't authorize or he didn't, you know, basically like he said that he didn't authorize anything to happen here in terms of any strikes. What do we know about what he knew or didn't know?
You know, I haven't seen a lot of in-depth reporting on that. And, you know, even the administration itself has been contradictory, where you had Marco Rubio,
yep,
who basically said, we were not looped in. And then you had Trump a short time later last week saying, no, you know, they told us what they were doing ahead of time.
Yeah.
You know, now it seems like it's, yeah, which was, but now they're kind of hand in glove because, again, you were on the air, but Trump left the G7 in Canada early. He was supposed to stay overnight and then have more meetings tomorrow. And Fox News is reporting that he wants the, you know, his cabinet officials to be arrayed in the Situation Room when he returns to D.C. And there has been reporting, you know, that military planes are headed to the Middle East right now. And so, you know, I think there's worries that, you know, the war, the bombing of Iran is going to take, you know, even a kind of more serious turn tonight with possible American involvement in some capacity in this. And so, you know, it's hard not to think back to the campaign where, you know, one of Trump's big selling points is that he was going to keep us out of wars like this. So I guess we'll have to see what happens. I mean, Trump certainly loves bluffing, but it does seem like with, you know, military assets heading to the region, you know, like an escalation is around the corner here, which is, you know, really scary. It could be really destabilizing for the region and for the world, not to mention the humanitarian toll. So, you know, it certainly is my impression, to get back to your question, that that Israel is working kind of hand in glove with the Trump administration at this point. But like I said, the reporting I've seen has been kind of contradictory in terms of to what extent that goes. Is the U.S. just kind of blessing this, or is there active involvement? Some of the indications earlier tonight suggest that there is actually some active involvement, but it seems like tonight there's going to be a lot of news surrounding this.
Hey, real quick, Kevin Durant, yes or no? I'm anti-Kevin Durant because I'm not giving up Jaden McDaniels.
No, I'm with you on that. If we had to trade Jaden, I didn't want to do it. I was a little bit heartbroken, you know, with the reporting today that he doesn't want to be here. It made me feel kind of bad because I was kind of hoping he would want to be here, and then maybe we could put a package together that would have been like Julius, Rob, you know, some salary filler in our pick. But it seems like that's off the table now. And that probably, honestly, is dodging a bullet because at KD's age, and especially if you're going to pay him for two more years, it'd probably be nicer to find someone who's a little more synced up timeline-wise with Jaden and Ant. So it would have been fun. I certainly would have rushed out and bought a KD jersey and been excited to see him. But, you know, we'll see what Tim Conley has up his sleeves going forward this summer. Hopefully it ends up being a good thing in the end that we miss out on KD.
I'll finally see you at Summer League, my man. We're going to watch Cooper Flag.
When are you heading out there soon?
I'm going to text you. I already got, man, my flight's been booked. My hotel reservation's been booked, baby. I'm ready for the strip. I'm ready for the strip. And the Wolves lucked into getting the 17th overall pick. I'm ready.
Yeah, who knows if we'll actually be, you know, selecting with that pick or we'll be trading it. But yeah, sidebar with me offline. We'll talk about it.
All right, man. Great job as always. I appreciate your time. That's Aaron Rupar from the Public Notice Newsletter joining us here on The Lake Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.